going to keep you abreast of all developments in relation to the investigation into the murder of Jamie Carney in the Homelands development just off the Muckers Road here in Killarney. Some more news coming out in the last 24 hours in relation to the circumstances surrounding the person of interest, which is being looked at, the man at the centre of the Gardaí's desire to talk to him in connection with this. The Garda cordon has been removed from the Homelands estate. More work was carried out there yesterday and yesterday evening, but it has now been removed and the investigation will continue in centre. As reports say this morning on Interpol and Europol, Gardaí are assessing and accessing support from those agencies to try and track down the man who was known to Jamie Carney. And it is understood now that he was in Turkey by the time an international alert for his whereabouts was issued. It's understood he boarded a bus in the early hours of Tuesday, July 7th of this week, direct to Dublin Airport, and got on a plane to Istanbul. Gardaí are working out as to whether he is still in Turkey. He's understood to have contacts in Turkey, Jordan and Syria, fluent in Arabic, French and English, and whether he has took another plane to another part of the Middle East. That by the time that Miss Carney's body was discovered at lunchtime on Tuesday, he was already in Turkey. Been in Ireland for around about 2 years and was in a relationship with Miss Carney in the months before her death. So Gardaí continuing to work internationally in relation to that. With regards to it, we'll be hearing several different voices this morning on the programme of people who knew Jamie Carney, community groups coming together yesterday to pay tribute to her and offer support to her family. It's understood members of her extended family from the United States are in Killarney as of yesterday to support her daughter and to help Gardaí as well with their inquiries. So we'll talk about that and we'll be hearing about that as well on the programme very shortly. We'll have Call from the Dáil this morning with John Downing. We'll talk about the coursing debate. We'll be talking about RTE and is it requiring more money? Kevin Backer says it isn't. We'll see the political reaction to that as well. We'll be talking to about the heat doctor. We'll have get your questions and queries in for him this morning. David O'Sullivan of DC Energy Solutions will be with us. We'll talk as well about the Kerry team that was named. Sean O'Shea is on the bench. Gavin White starts as he started the quarter final coming into last minute for Brian O'Vaglia, who pulled up in the warm up or pulled up with a back spasm in the 24 hours before that game against Tyrone. So we'll talk about that and the game on Sunday too on the programme. So stay tuned for all of that in the programme this morning. In a moment, we're going to hear from Dr. Croke's GAA Club, the chair of Dr. Croke's GAA Club, Owen Brosnan. Jamie was a supporter of theirs and her daughter played for them. But first, here's a report from the local TV station where Jamie Carney is from, Westchester County in New York State. This is News 12 Westchester speaking to friends and members of her family.
A person of interest in the murder of a Westchester native in Ireland has fled the country. That's according to police in Ireland. And tonight, we're hearing from people around here who knew the victim. Jackie Gillis leads us off.
I'm still in disbelief because you don't ever think something like this will happen to your family.
According to police, 43-year-old Jamie Carney was found dead inside her home in Killarney on Tuesday. Despite spending the last several years living in Ireland with her teenage daughter, her family tells me she was a proud New Yorker raised in Yonkers.
Jamie was someone who was such a kind, sweet, loving mother that not only is it devastating to lose someone like her in the world, but if you ask me, the world needs a lot more people like my cousin Jamie.
A family now left heartbroken as support continues to pour in nationwide.
I believe that the outpouring of love and concern from Irish people, from Americans, from acquaintances and friends who have known her is a symbol of what a kind and loving soul Jamie is.
Friends of hers say they're still in shock.
Had my jaw drop probably for like a complete minute. It's devastated.
As her family begins to navigate the unimaginable, her cousin wants to leave Jamie with this message.
We love Jamie very much. And Jamie will be in my heart and in my thoughts for the rest of my life.
Police are looking into her death as a murder. They're working with international law enforcement to locate the suspect. Jackie Gillis, News 12.
That's a report there from News 12 in Westchester County in New York, and some of the voices there of people who knew her. Ryan Fox, her cousin, describing her as the sweetest, most caring, most humanitarian person he had ever known. And Brianne O'Connell as well, you heard her voice there, a friend of Jamie Carney's from her youth in the United States. She moved here, of course, with her teenage daughter. She moved here in 2021, the 43-year-old mother of one. We will keep you up to date on all developments in relation to any other communications from Garda Síochána in relation to what they're looking for. They're continuing to ask people in relation to the situation of witnesses, and that critical time period for them from 11 p.m. on Monday night, the 6th of July, to 5 a.m. on Tuesday morning, the 7th of July. If anyone was in the area, anyone anywhere really in Killarney who might have dash cam footage, you could help them out, CCTV footage, or saw or noticed anything at the time, to please contact them at Killarney Garda Station. So that appeal stands from An Garda Síochána, and if we hear any more from them this morning, we will bring it to you as soon as is possible. With me on the line now is the chair of Dr. Croke's GAA Club, Owen Brosnan. Owen, good morning to you. And I know everyone at the club is deeply distressed and saddened by what's happened over the last couple of days.
Yes, Jerry, good morning. Yeah, no, there is definitely a dark cloud over Killarney the last number of days. And I suppose when the news broke on Tuesday, obviously our thoughts went straight to Jamie's daughter, who has been an integral part of our club the last number of years.
Yeah, you're going to offer, I know you've offered whatever support the family needs and what she needs. She would have friends on that team that she played at over the last number of years, and they made ties in the community through the club and through schools as well.
Yeah, very much so. I think 2021, she came over, and first of all, she started in one of the local primary schools, and through the primary schools, she made friends, and she was brought up to the club. And I know even the last few days, her friends have been rallying around her and supporting the young girl.
Yeah, yeah, and it is very important for that to happen as well. Did you know Jamie, Owen?
I would know her just really as a parent. Really, I was involved in the team that her daughter was a daughter's my of the similar age myself. So I would have known her through the school and through the club. Let's say, so she would have brought her daughter up, and you would have seen her on the sidelines and then bringing her to games and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah, and all that community support will be very important over the next number of days. Her extended family, we understand, are in Ireland as well. So I know you, if it's required, you'll offer whatever support is necessary, Owen.
Oh, very much so. We've had a meeting already, and we've offered whatever support the family will need. Obviously, it's a very, I suppose, unique circumstances where, unfortunately, there isn't an extended family, but we're here to help.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, Owen. Well, look, thanks so much for talking to me on the programme this morning about that. That's Owen Brosnan there, who's chair of Dr. Croke's GAA Club, which Jamie Carney was, her daughter was a member of, a playing member of indeed. I know an underage game was postponed on Tuesday night as a mark of respect as well to Jamie and to her daughter, and thoughts of everyone at the club with them at what is a very difficult time. Separately, yesterday, Killarney for Palestine released a statement saying that Killarney for Palestine and its members wanted to express their deepest sympathy to Jamie Carney's family and friends at their devastating loss. Jamie supported our events in the past, and no words are sufficient to describe the impact of her horrific loss. Incidences of femicide in this country have already reached 8, surpassing 2025's total. Misogyny and violence against women are a scourge in our society, and we strongly condemn them in all their forms. That's what Killarney for Palestine have had to say about the loss of Jamie this morning. If you have a view on that, get in touch. We'll talk with the National Women's Council next.